Vilsack visited a water treatment plant in Bloomer, which will receive almost $28 million in federal funds to replace several miles of lead water main pipe and other aging infrastructure. It's part of the Biden administration's new Lead Pipe and Paint Action Plan, which will use existing funding to help communities across the country work on lead abatement. Chris Groh is head of the Wisconsin Rural Water Association. He says almost every community has known lead pipes in their water system, but most small towns can't afford to replace them.
You know, nothing really that anyone ever really goes in and does anything except repair and maintain. So this is a chance to actually get rid of the lead out of the system.
Groh says having more grant funding and low-interest loans can help utilities make their water safer without passing the cost of projects onto their customers. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.